4 WJT and 4 ZLK. NR and 4 ZLK.
K4HNR.
Connor, hope you're well. I didn't know if I'd catch you or not.
It's going well. It's an early start this morning. My phone's been ringing like crazy, and I'm just making my way up the mountain.
Yesterday that he's, like, he said, I sat down on my desk and was there all day yesterday.
And having a busy week. Yeah, he said someone else in our office towards the end of the day, like, he walked out of his office and they were like, oh, you're here? I didn't even know you were here. He said he was in there working all day, pretty quiet, just getting some work done.
Yeah, he's going to have a busy Christmas break, too.
I hope not too busy. Yeah, it's been crazy. I think we were all hoping, you know, as it got closer to the holidays, everything would kind of slow down a little bit, but it's just gotten busier.
That school they're doing, they have to do, while the kids are on break, they've got to get a lot done, so maybe they'll be able to take Christmas Day off.
Yeah, it's crazy. And yeah, now with all our projects going on, we have to dance around testing at schools. We can't be there if they're taking tests, you know, the end of the year tests, and then the holidays coming up. It's a tricky time of the year, and it's colder. It's harder to get work done in the cold.
That last statement. So I hear you're taking a little trip this weekend.
He's one of the sales guys that comes and resells us a lot of our materials. Yeah, his dad has 150 acres. So he hunts on that land all the time, and yeah, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, so I'm going to go sit in the woods with him this weekend.
Gabrielle into going and sitting with you?
I don't think she'll sit outside with us, though. She might hang back at with his wife and hang out with her for the weekend.
Imagine her sitting outside in the cold waiting on a deer to come by.
Yeah, that's not a good combination. They need to give her a bunch of hand warmers and a couple layers, but I still don't think that'd be enough.
Morning.
True. If we were in church, I think she'd be fine.
Well, Beth left me a note this morning, and it sounds like she's not planning on going yet, so I don't know if Beth knows something you don't know, or if you guys are still discussing it.
Yeah, she was planning on going this week. Yeah, yesterday she made a comment. Now she's kicking the idea around. So I don't know. We'll see. We both woke up pretty tired. Had the in-laws dog with us last night.
I have to deal with that too tonight, and maybe your dog too, which is fine. Samson will be fine.
Actually, the last time we had both dogs. We had to sleep in separate rooms, and we each had one dog because Honey just won't settle. So last night, she was up at, we've both kind of been up since 3. She just, I don't know.
Well, at our place, usually she may hop down if one of us moves, but she usually stays pretty settled most of the night.
She's setting Samson on edge. He always acts funny whenever she's walking around. I don't know. I think they stress each other out. But anytime she, like, you know, they try to get comfortable and they'll dig at the bed or something, it, like, scares him and he gets all freaked out and, I don't know, that he can't settle for a long time.
Son is his mother's dog, so I think anything different kind of messes the routine up.
Yeah, they're so sensitive, honestly. Well, how's your week been?
Busy. Tuesday, we had the highest amount of volume we've ever had come through, 77,000 packages, they said. We're the third most volume building in the South Atlantic District, other than the hubs, like the big places, Atlanta, Charlotte, Columbia, the big hubs. But so that's part South Carolina, Georgia, and part of North Carolina, I believe, the Southeast Atlantic or South Atlantic District or something like that. But we didn't leave the building till almost 12 o'clock on Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. Is that just all the Cyber Monday stuff, or like the bleed over for Black Friday, everyone ordering stuff online.
And it hits every year. It used to always only hit right after Thanksgiving, but as the internet obviously grew, I mean, I'm talking like late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, we really wouldn't see a jump in volume until the Monday after Thanksgiving. And the last several years, it's just started picking up about October and gradually, but this year it really slammed us hard right after Thanksgiving again.
That's about right. It's crazy how much you can order online now. It's a whole different world.
And especially living where we do, it's a lot easier just to have something shipped, especially if you can get it in a couple days fairly easily, and then trying to run into town and find everything.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, and I've had a busy week, too. I've had to drive all the way to Charlotte yesterday, or south of Charlotte, into Monroe to go deliver a bid yesterday.
Always hand deliver those things?
If I can get to it early enough, we can mail it. But in this one, I did not get to it early enough. So I was finishing it up yesterday morning and then just had to drive it and hand deliver it. But we won, which was good, against like eight other companies. So that always feels nice.
That's always the goal, right? To win the bid?
Of course, that's right. Well, sometimes you don't want to. Sometimes you just give them a number knowing you're not going to get it, but, you know, you show face. You put your name in front of them just for some exposure if you don't want it, or it's a crazy job or something, or I don't know. But this one, yeah, we got pretty aggressive on because we wanted to do more work with them.
What's the building?
It's an aseptic training facility at a community college.
Do a lot of schools.
Yeah, lots of schools, lots of medical facilities and hospital expansions and additions and all kinds of things. Yeah, it keeps it interesting. That's good. It's never the same building. It's always something crazy. We got invited to do a, what is it? Kind of like a morgue building, I guess, at some college where they study that stuff. Sometimes it's kind of creepy.
I see, right?
I think it may have been a North Carolina college.
I will do that, but there's a big program somewhere in Tennessee, one of the universities. They've got a whole area of woods or something, acres, that they take bodies that have been donated, and they bury them in the woods and then dig them up a few years later to study the results.
I have heard of that. That is insane. not a field I'd be interested in doing.
leave the dead buried. That's the way I feel about it. How is that big strawberry growing plant going?
Something about they ran out of funding or this and that. They're having issues with someone up above them. I don't know. The whole project got halted right now, so everyone disappeared and got all their stuff off the project, and we won't know for the next couple of weeks, so kind of holding our breath right now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but do you think it's going to go through at all, or do you think this is it?
No, I think this is it. They've had issues the whole project, and I think this was finally the straw that broke the camel's back. We're like 99% done. Everyone's 99% done at the finish line, and for some reason they just pulled the project. So I don't know. We'll see. Probably not, though.
The strawberry that broke the camel's back?
That's exactly right. I might lose you here soon. I just came up into North Carolina.
There you go. That's the infamous black hole, I think, that Patrick always talks about. Nice to talk to you, Connor. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for coming back to me. And hope you have a good day. Say hello to Gabrielle. Well, I guess I'll see her tonight, but I'm sure you'll talk to her. And say hello to Seth, too. Tell him I called him. K4HNR, N4ZLK.
I'll pass on your messages. Yeah, good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a great Friday. And yeah, I'm definitely here in this black hole here, but I'll talk to you later. K4HNR.
Great, Connor. Good morning, Shane. KO4HKX.
KO4HKX and 4ZLK. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing great. Just leaving breakfast with my son and head back to the house now.
I didn't think you were out working. It seemed like it wasn't that long ago you were leaving breakfast with your son. What do you do that every 2 weeks?
Try to do is every 2 weeks.
Hey, if you want something to do today, you're welcome to come down and ride with me. I don't think UPS would like it, but I'd be glad for the company.
Unfortunately, I can't take you up on that offer. I have to go to the dentist today at 11 o'clock.
It's tongue-in-cheek anyway. I wouldn't take the chance. I'd get fired for sure.
That I figured as much, but I try to keep you company on the radio as much as I can.
Put people on as helpers, obviously, but got to go through the whole system. And generally, we don't get helpers. I did get one year. It was really funny. I walked in and I was delivering bulk stops. Started out on Woodruff Road, and really, I just back up to the dock and deliver the boxes, and then go to the next one. And then I had the two or three trailer swap outs like I do now, just different locations. And they said, "You're getting a helper today." And I said, "I don't need a helper. They're just going to be riding around in the truck, not doing anything. I can't really use them." And they said, "Well, we have to use all the helpers we've got, and there's no one else to put this person with." So they rode with me for 2 weeks and basically didn't do anything, but it was nice to have company.
I don't know what to say on that one, but that's a corporation for you, I guess, is about the best thing I can say.
Goes way up that just says this is how it's got to be done, and you just got to do it no matter what, even if it's not necessary.
Fortunately, once a company gets so big, they start missing the little things that make a difference. And it's the same thing with our government. They've gotten so big that they don't do anything well anymore.
True. I used to think the local management, you know, they had a lot of say in how the building runs, but they really don't. They're just facilitators. They basically just get orders in the morning, even though they're there on the scene and can tell what needs to be done or what should be done and how, you know, how many routes or whatever. They get somebody from somewhere else tells them how many routes they can put on and how many hours they can have, and they just have to do what they're told. They're basically there just to pass a message along.
Managers anymore. Like you say, they're just facilitators. People won't let other people manage nowadays. So it is what it is. We're not going to fix it. So let's move on.
Getting on, moving on soon. But yeah, we'll move on from the conversation. Anyway, well, I hope you have a good day. I hope you had a great weekend. Looks like, I don't know, I guess it's supposed to rain tomorrow. The last time I checked, I think there was a little bit of rain coming. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have not looked, but I don't know. I know it's cold up here this morning.
K4RM Mobile.
K4RM at 4ZLK.
Morning, Patrick. How you guys doing this chilly morning?
Doing good up here, Fred, and good morning.
Yeah, you're right, it's chilly. Had a nice little break yesterday. Back down to it again. How are you?
Got a little bit of that. I don't know if it was on my end or your end, but you're cutting out.
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just headed to work and trying to stay warm. Go ahead, Patrick.
Just trying to stay warm up here. Today is my office day and errand day, so I just left breakfast with my son, and I headed back to the house and hang out there until time to go to the dentist at 11 o'clock, unfortunately.
This thing a couple weeks ago, and good report as always. I don't have any issues with my teeth. I never have, so that's always a good sign. I think it's because I don't brush them very often. No, that's not true. But anyway, Brad, how long has it been since you've been up the mountain?
there last weekend, and I'll probably have to go again tomorrow because, Patrick, I don't know if you got this notice that they're going to cut the power off to Saturday from 9 o'clock Saturday night till 6 o'clock Sunday morning. Did you get that notice, Patrick?
Not. I am not on Haywood. I'm on Duke, so I don't have that issue.
According to the email I got, Haywood's got to cut off because Duke's got to repair something that feeds their Rosman station. So I got to go up there and drain my pipes because I'm not going to have any power in either house.
Customer of Haywood going to lose their power then?
I said Rosman, so I assume that means all of Rosman, and that's where I'm near.
Yeah, I heard some people at church last week talking about that and overly concerned about it because it's so cold right now.
At least they got a heads up, but goodness, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm not full time or not, but I can't run the risk of, pipes bursting. I've already had that to happen once, and that ain't no fun.
But, Fred, if I can help any way, just let me know.
Appreciate it, Shane. Patrick, go ahead, Shane.
Temperature difference up there than down here. Have you ever noticed that?
Anywhere from 5 to 15 degrees difference between where I live in Piedmont and up there on the mountain. And it varies, it's variable, but I've noticed it as much as 5 degrees up to 15 degrees over.
Patrick?
Mine's a little different because I'm down here in the valley, so I get kind of protected. But that's about the same range.
Is that okay? Yeah, my house where I live is usually 3 to 5 degrees cooler than the Greenville area. So whenever I check the weather for when I'm working, see how I need to dress, I always check Greenville. I check my house and then I check Greenville to see what the difference is going to be.
Whenever we get ready to go up there, my wife always says, see what the temp is up there so I know how to dress.
Pulled up the weather. It's not supposed to rain up here until Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I think I looked long range or at the beginning of the week. I just checked. I've been checking daily when I, get ready to go to work. I haven't checked what it's going to do, but I think earlier this week they were saying Saturday, so that makes sense that a lot of times it pushes out like that.
The last time I looked, Patrick, especially for always check up there for the weather up there versus down here, and I think you're right, it's supposed to start about Monday up there.
Looking at it now, but it's supposed to be cold all weekend, so Sunday is supposed to warm up and be in the mid-60s up here, so that'll be our warm day for the week.
It I didn't get a chance to acclimate to this cooler weather. It just dropped all of a sudden.
Well, nowadays seems like we go from winter to summer and summer to winter.
Easy transition. It's just there. It's like flipping a switch.
Parents, I hope I'm making it all right. I can remember different years where I would be decked out, several layers, hats, gloves, cold, it'd be like 15 degrees all day long, and then there were other winters where I could wear shorts all winter long, so it does vary. Last year, down in Atlanta, it got down to 5 degrees overnight, and the wind was blowing, and that was cold when I was fueling the tractor.
I'm used to that kind of weather around here. Single digits is bad news for us.
Calves, they don't have much insulation in them. If you turn them off, they cove almost instantly.
I did everything I could to keep from turning it off. They don't want us to idle, but we've been able to get away with it when it's really hot and really cold, which makes sense. I mean, if you're going to have us sitting somewhere, they can't, and they don't have any place to go, so they gotta let us stay warm.
You're back on the day shift now. Seems like I remember you saying that a while back, but I guess that's the nature of the kind of work you learn to deal with it, I reckon.
I always take a blanket or something too if I need to, but in the wintertime. And yeah, I'm back on days now, so that helps. They don't track the idle time in the daytime because it's not linked to our computer. At nighttime, the tractors are all linked for the DOT records. But the daytime, I can idle it, and they'll never know.
Way, so I'm gonna say that. Good to talk to both of you, and I hope both of you have a great day. KO4HK, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Hope you have a good day. Nice to hear you this morning.
Good to hear from you, and talk later. K4RM Mobile.
You gonna take any time off at Christmas, or are you working right up to it?
Monday of that week, and then I'll be off the rest of that week.
Up to probably Christmas Eve. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to try to take a couple days after, take them off, and then that'll get me off through New Year's. So I'm actually trying, I might be trying to schedule a surgery during that time, right after Christmas too, just so maybe if I can catch it and get it done before the end of the year.
You can try to get that done while you've probably already met your deductible, and don't do it in the New Year when you got to pay the deductible right out of the pocket.
I'm not looking forward to it, but nothing major. Just they said it'll put me out for about a week. So that'd be a good time to do it, even though, well, it'd be a good opportunity. I don't know if it's ever a good time.
I'm sure there is a good time for surgery anytime, regardless of what it is or when it is.
I've had a couple in my lifetime and didn't really care for it, but nothing major. So not like... I know there's a lot of people been through much, much worse, so I'm not going to complain.
Well, you, on this day route, are you staying local or are you making longer trips?
I make a couple deliveries around Donaldson Center and then a couple of, two or three in Easley and Berea, one in Berea, and then I make pickups around the Piedmont Donaldson Center area.
You get down around Piedmont and you get down there close to where I live. I live about halfway between Piedmont and Easley.
I go 86 all the way into, or, you know, from Piedmont all the way to Easley. I drive by your neighborhood. My mother lives, let's see, you're on, I think you're on the this side, 85 side of the 81 intersection, I believe, and she lives on the other side of it.
I'm right off of Highway 86, just on the Piedmont side of 81, over.
What neighborhood you live in? I've never been back in there, but I do drive by. And every time I drive by, I think, oh, Fred lives in there. Just because I know it, I just think about it.
Yeah, Estates is right there, right across from another neighborhood called Rushton.
Area, but man, it's being built up as well, just like everywhere else.
Subdivision after subdivision after subdivision. It never ends.
Anderson County there? I know my mother is. I can't remember if you are or not.
Anderson County.
Following that, Greenville County, they voted. They're trying to get one person to be in charge of all the codes and enforcement and that kind of thing, like instead of county council making the decisions about new subdivisions and things like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but they're trying to make it where just one person is in charge, and I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
It has been all over talk radio the last few days. I listened to 98.9 Charlie James in the afternoon, and they've been hot on that topic. The council voted to approve it, but there's a question about whether it was a legal vote or not, because according to their own rules, they're supposed to have two-thirds approval, and they didn't get two-thirds approval, so I don't know what's going to happen with that.
I don't live in Greenville County, and I feel like they've already got too much building going on. Not unregulated, but just allowing too much without getting the infrastructure built up. But I actually went to school, grew up as one of the guys on council there, and it's interesting to... he's been in politics for a long time in different places, and it's just kind of been interesting to hear his name mentioned with different things.
I don't live in Greenville County, so I'm not worried about it. But anyway, I'm about ready to make a stop here. Shane, it's good to talk to you. I'm going to have to put the microphone down. You have a great day, and we'll talk later. K4RM.
Fred, you have a good day and great weekend as well. Hope everything goes well tomorrow or this weekend at your house up there. And take care. Have a good day. N4ZLK.